The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, January 27th, 2019 is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Hear now the word of the Lord from the English Standard Version, Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, English Standard Version, January 27, 2019. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Philippians 2, 1. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy. Paul described what we should find in every healthy church. Some in the church may not demonstrate these traits, so we need to be careful and not judge a church defective because some members do not maintain a Christ-like spirit or attitude. Paul wrote a lot of letters to churches to help them achieve what he describes in this verse. For example, we can think of his corrective letters to the Galatians and to the Corinthians. In addition, whether inside or outside the church, all followers of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will find encouragement in Christ, comfort from the love of Christ, and participation in the Spirit of Christ, that will give them affection and sympathy in fellowship with Christ. Philippians 2, 2. Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. When everyone in a church centers their mind and heart on the Jesus Christ of the Bible, and not on the Christ of their imagination or popular culture, Christian unity becomes possible, and not because it is forced upon a church by the leadership. Love for God, the Scriptures, and one another are the motivators that inspire people to agree on the essential truths of the Scripture and work together to achieve the goals God has set for all Christians as we find them in the Bible. Philippians 2, 3. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Whereas some preached the gospel to hurt Paul, because they thought they were better than he was, or because they thought he was wrong and they were right, Paul stressed humility toward others. Some may have better skills than others in certain areas, or even know more than others on certain topics. But Paul wrote of a servant attitude that every follower of Christ should practice toward others, using their special skills and knowledge to promote the well-being of others, and not for selfish reasons. Philippians 2:4. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Selfish ambition or conceit can lead to sinning against others by taking unfair advantage of them or cheating them. And believers need to remember that there are people, even in the church, who will not look out for their interests, but try to cheat them. Therefore, Jesus said, "Be wise as serpents, and innocent as doves." Matthew 10:16. In business, and in the church, and in all of life, we need to consider the concerns and interests of others. Jesus taught the golden rule, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Therefore, the golden rule should prevent someone from selfishly using someone else, because they themselves would not want to be selfishly used by others. Matthew 7:12. Notice, the golden rule of Jesus is positive. Whatever good thing you would like for someone else to do for you in a situation, do for others in a similar situation. Philippians 2:5. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. The same mind, the same attitude, the same overall purpose that Christ had, we should have. As his Father sent him into the world, so Christ has sent us into the world. Christ set his mind on doing his Father's will, no matter what the personal cost to him, even humbling himself, but coming into the world, and dying on a cross, rather than staying in and enjoying the comforts of heaven. In his heart, mind, and actions, Christ gave of his time, talent, and treasure sacrificially to do his Father's will and save others. Philippians 2:6. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. I prefer and appreciate the translation exploited to grasped. I think exploited better conveys intention. Jesus did not exploit or take undue advantage of his equality with God as the divine Son of God for self-centered purposes. He did not use his power to help himself selfishly or unfairly or to the disadvantage of his Father or others. He did not try to control others, to make them do what he wanted to serve him. Philippians 2:7. But emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. To leave his heavenly throne and come into our world in human flesh and weakness, to serve us, to suffer and die for us as a common criminal on a cross, was certainly taking the form of a slave for us and the whole human race. But Jesus did this willingly, lovingly, and from the depth of his heart for us, to set us free from slavery to sin and the fear of death. Philippians 2:8. And being found in the human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus humbled himself, and Jesus serves as an example to us in humility. No matter how much we may humble ourselves in any situation, we can never humble ourselves as much as Jesus humbled himself. Humility and obedience work together. One must be humble toward another to obey them, or especially to serve them when you know they do not deserve your service. None of us deserve the service of Jesus. Humility was the character trait Jesus demonstrated when he obeyed his Father and when he served us, for he knew, and we know, that we did not and do not deserve his sacrifice or service. Philippians 2:9. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Jesus humbly obeyed his heavenly Father in everything. No matter how humiliating his obedience would be, Jesus knew and agreed that his heavenly Father knew what was best for the world and for himself as the Lord and Savior of the world. Jesus obeyed his Father for our benefit, as well as for his, for the glory set before him. God the Father rewarded the Son for his obedience, and there is no higher name in heaven than Jesus. Think of the names of all the famous people and false gods throughout human history. There is no higher name than Jesus. Philippians 2:10. So that, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Jesus humbled himself, and part of his reward is all people will bow down before him and acknowledge who Jesus is, the Son of God. True believers will not only honor his name, but they will also try to live as he lived and taught on the earth. True believers will actually bow before him as their king and do as he taught as his humble servants. True believers will bow gladly before Jesus with loving, humble hearts, whereas those who have hated God, those under the earth, including demons, will bow before Jesus Christ under compulsion with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:11. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Some, with loving hearts of praise, will confess Jesus is Lord. This will especially glorify the Father and the Son. Others may grudgingly admit that Jesus is Lord, but even that admission will bring glory to God. Christians glorify God when they confess Jesus is Lord by their words and obedience. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Which of these needs seem most important to you? Encouragement in Christ? Consolation from love? Sharing in the Spirit? Compassion and sympathy? Why? 2. How might a leader mislead people using these words? Be of the same mind and have the same love and be in full accord. 3. What happens when selfish ambition is expressed in the church, especially among leaders? 4. What do believers need to do to have the mind that was in Christ Jesus? 5. How can you apply what Paul wrote to the Philippians to the situation of obedience today as you see it? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Living with the King of Kings Today. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Jesus testified before Pilate that his kingdom was not from this world, that he had come into the world to testify to the truth, and everyone who belonged to the truth listened to his voice. John chapter 18, verses 36 through 37. Living in Jesus' kingdom is far different from life in this world's kingdoms and nations. First, Jesus' followers live in a close and personal relationship with the King of the universe, the one the Bible calls the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 17, 14. By comparison, only a few receive personal help from their political leaders. Second, Jesus personally encourages his followers when they struggle day by day in a kingdom or nation that Satan claims to control. See his temptation of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. Third, Jesus Christ loves each of his subjects and lives so close to and with each one that they know he loves them. Therefore, they receive the exact comfort they need when they talk to Jesus in prayer. Fourth, Jesus' subjects can enjoy fellowship and participation with Christ moment by moment, night and day, through the Spirit that he sent to indwell them. His subjects know that no matter what their trials or temptations, they can turn to their great King and personally receive his affection, sympathy, and help, wherever they are in this world. Jesus' followers develop like minds through Bible study and working together in obedience to Christ. As believers draw closer to Christ, they draw closer to each one in love for one another. Begin a closure class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2019 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.